Glory to Jesus Christ. Last month, this church media circles were filled with an article which brought a result of some kind of research. And the research was done here in America, and the result of this research was prediction that 1/3 of Catholics in America will leave the church very soon. 1/3. And this research made really waves. Even I don't know why we are surprised, why so many people were disturbed by this. Because it's nothing new. We don't need to make or to hear the result of research which would tell us this truth. Because we see it. We see it through our own eyes. We see our friends, our relatives, who are leaving the church, who are not coming, who are using other ways how to fill their lives. But still, it was disturbing, and so many commentaries came out, and again searching for what is the reason for that, what caused that. Well, there was very interesting insight. One priest wrote a comment. He said, when I stand in front of my parish, I can show and point who from those children will leave the church soon in next years. He knows that because he knows parents. And as if parents are not involved in religious life, if they keep the tradition, children will refuse this tradition. If it's not based, if parents don't give and try to give living faith to their children, children have no desire to follow. This is true. But, well, we know these reasons. We know, and we can find, and each of you would be able to point and show that, and or to give facts or evidence that this is going on. But it is difficult to find solution for that. How to solve that? What is the problem? And somewhere in the deep of our heart, we all know the solution. We all know that the solution is deep life with Christ. We know that. And Pope Emeritus last week, he published an essay connected with these problems in the church. Actually, he said, he gave there very clearly what is the problem. And he said, the problem is lack of faith. Lack of faith. And the second, that we lost understanding of moral life. We lost this understanding what is correct, what is not correct, what is good, and what is bad. And he points directly what is the problem. And we know in our heart that this is the problem. We know that. But what can we do? The problem is why we are not able to follow this voice in our heart which pushes us to go more intensive life with Christ? Why we have this resistance in us against this desire for heaven and for holy life is that we turn a little bit way how we think about life. We think about life is that, well, we have some responsibilities. We have our dreams, what to achieve in the life. We have these dreams, how to make a career, how to provide for life, how to, where to go, what to visit, what kind of fun to have, what to buy. Many dreams we have. And many of those dreams are a result of sinful passions, that we want to just fulfill these desires which comes from, not from virtues, but from passions. You know, like just one example of this. How many times we spent a lot of time to go after food, after meals. Sometimes we are able to travel to some place, to restaurant, or to buy some stuff to make or to get favorite food, which we like, which we taste. You can say nothing wrong with that. But, you know, it is gluttony. It is sin of gluttony which pushes us to fulfill this desire that we are not able to satisfy with somehow simpler food, but we have to be satisfied somewhere inside to satisfy this desire of our passion. And we even don't recognize that. We are craving for good stuff if we are in this area of gluttony. We are craving for these good things. In many, many ways, we put too much attention to that. But this, all this is just makes us slaves of this passion. We are not free. We serve to this natural desires. But if we are able to just in this first passion, you know, which is in the some kind of list of these main sins, if we are slaves in that, in how much we are sinning in other areas, how much we are enslaved through these desires. And this is why we try to satisfy these our desires, and we are in a hurry. We really don't have time in our life. We are tired because we are trying to fulfill these desires. And because of that, it's difficult for us to find room for God in this busy life. We are so busy to fulfill our desires, then we don't have time for God. And it is true. You cannot add more hours to your day. You cannot add more power, more energy to your body. You cannot add more energy to your mind to be open for God. You cannot. You have some kind of capacity. If you give this capacity, this your potential to satisfy your passions, your desires, there will be no, almost no room for God. And to fulfill something, what God tells us, it will be like so huge burden. It will be so difficult for us to be say, yes, I love God, but I don't have time for me. I am so tired. You know, if we try to fit God to our busy life, He will not fit there, because many times there is no room for Him. What is solution is to reverse our life. The solution is to say, what is my biggest desire, my biggest dream? What is the biggest thing in my life? An answer would be, yes, I want to be with God. I want to do everything what pleases Him. I want to serve Him because I want eternal life, and I don't want to go to hell, because this is reality for us if we are too busy with the world. And if this is priority, then I can build other things around this goal. And for sure, I will not have enough time for my earthly dreams, these lower dreams, these dreams which fulfill our bodily, carnal desires. But then I realized that how foolish are they? How foolish are those desires? And I will, because I will be with God, I even will not have taste for them. And this is basic step. What leads to renewal of faith. Without making that step, life, religious life, life with God of each of us is in danger. Our salvation is in danger. Because if we don't love, if we not try to learn to how to love God here, it will be not changed after our death. If we liked something, sin more than God, we will love sin more in after our death too. And this is the hell. If we are with God here, we will be after our death. If we are doing our stuff, we will be doing our stuff after death. This is clear teaching of gospel. Those people were attracted by Christ on Palm Sunday in Jerusalem because they heard that He's great. But they didn't believe in Him. Because to believe in means to turn life upside down and to follow what I believe in. They were just attracted by Christ. But when He was on the cross, they left it all because they didn't like cross. They were after pleasures, carnal pressures. This great week which is coming is great, not because of these wonderful things which happened for us from God, but it's a great week because in this week many hearts are touched and transformed. And if we use this great week to really beg God for grace to turn our life, to change this main goal of our life, that I don't want to try to fit you to my life, O Lord, but You are my life, and I will try to fit other things if there is a room for my life to my life. If you make this turn, some kind of miracle will happen in us. God's grace will help us to make great steps towards God. This research said 1/3 of Catholics in the United States will soon leave the church. And I tell you, if we, 108 people who were gathered here for the church, if we make this radical step towards God, it will bring so huge power upon this world that not 1/3, but 2/3 of people will find God because of our example. It took several men who believed in Christ and they totally gave life, totally, for Christ. They turn world upside down. What can do 108 people do in this world if we take our Lord seriously? There is no need for sadness. There is no need for some kind of lamentation. What we need is conversion of our hearts and to try to see what is the most important and to follow that. Without compromises, without friendship with sin, without following our passions, but following the gifted one who is able, has power to raise us from death and give us eternal life. It's worthy to follow this offer. Amen.